League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So what's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. I'm your host, moderator D. Moraney. And sitting at me, sitting with me at the table, you know who these cats are. So the gentleman to my right, the one and only.
It's your boy, Sean Capone, the greatest rapper never known.
Yeek Squad.
Yeek Squad. Yeah, shout out to YG, man, who just was, had just come through and chilled or whatnot. So, man, big ups to him for coming through, man. But we here for another episode where we try to debate hip-hop from a non-biased situation, I would say. And we always hear live and direct from the gun range. So, and always we come up with some great conversation. We try to spark that, and it normally goes everywhere. So we're going to tonight start off the show talking about the one and only MC Hammer. Hammer is, I don't know, depending on who you ask, Hammer's career and impact holds different significance. So you ask some folks and he's like, yeah, Hammer's a legend. You ask other, nah, he sold out. Hammer pants, Hammer was whack, yada, 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 yada. So I'm gonna ask you and King OG tonight, when it comes to Hammer, what do you, how do you feel? Where is he at legacy wise?
Nah, you. I mean, he's up there. He's a legend, man. He crossed the shit over, and you know what I mean? I mean, Hammer was the first motherfucker doing, what was it, Taco Bell commercials and shit like
that.
Yeah,
maybe he was dancing like on the Taco Bell or some
for the
shit.
Adams
like that.
Family,
yeah, for the Adams family. Yeah, for the Adams family. Yeah, that's real spit.
So he, yeah, he a trailblazer, bro. You know what I mean? He, for that time, hey, for that time, he was ahead of it, man. He was ahead of the curve, and he made shit happen. So I can't knock Hammer.
Yeah. Why do you think it is that he gets some hate that people don't, or not so much hate, but people just don't acknowledge him when you, especially when you talk about the West Coast?
Well, because I mean, with Hammer, anybody that wasn't alive during that era, they don't know how or realize how big he was. All they know is just a Hammer, MC Hammer, that went bankrupt and lost all that, you know, money. Yeah. So I mean, he more famous.
God damn, he just shit on a nigga out the gate. These young motherfuckers don't know that shit.
Well, I mean, what do they know? What do they know him for, though? Because yeah, I mean, he's put himself in some situations.
No, I know people. I think the biggest disconnect with Hammer was that he came from a place that was so monumental in hip hop and so rough and so hood. To come with his type of style from there was kind of like the exact opposite of what Oakland was giving you on the mic and visually.
Right.
You know, so in the movies, it's portrayed as one of the first crack spots in the West Coast. You know what I mean? You got Too Short coming out of there, blowing up, like, mm-hmm. being like fucking the local Michael Jackson and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. 40 and all these other dudes, Forte. So he kind of broke the mold. He was different. Not like Mac Dre and them being different, like they lingo and shit, but he was like total opposite. Everybody at that time from Oakland in the Bay Area was either pimping or some gangster shit.
Right.
Or some money shit. Mobbing, they was rough around the edges.
Right. And so he was able to become mainstream. You would say the first Oakland hip hop mainstream artist. And maybe yeah. one of the, I mean, who else is from the Bay you would consider someone who had any type of crossover similar to Hammer?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody?
Still, I mean, yeah. I think he still hold that.
So he still hold that title. So, I mean, do you just think it was the music he ended up making, records like Pray? He gets a lot of flack. he gets a lot of flack for Pumps and the Bumps. That's my jam. You know what I mean? Video was wild, but
the timing was perfect on that record.
Yeah. And
Dion was hot. That was his boy.
Right.
He was running together and shit. Dion was that nigga in sports, in two different sports and
yeah,
shit. So
yeah.
they was
on top of the world. Yeah. Nigga, they had hoes at that time.
Yeah,
nigga,
the energy of the record is what was dope for me, to be honest.
They had y'all aunties busting it open down south.
Damn. Have you ever seen that shit on Twitter or on the social media joints where someone posted a picture of like Freaknik. Yeah, and at the bottom is like, "This is my mama. Please, please delete this." Cold, man. Like, damn. But you know what? That's crazy.
That's a reality.
You know, that nigga was over there, nigga eyeballing the monkey, nigga all the pictures, nigga fingers in it.
Wild. Like, yeah. And what's crazy is this, man. So think about that. And I know we always go off topic. Our bad if you a serious hip hop head and be like, "Damn, why you gonna talk about something else?" But imagine this now, 10 years, 15 years from now. Where the shit that the ladies and the fellas and everybody's doing online is coming back to their kids. Just imagine stumbling across, you know, your mama's sex tape or stumbling across, you know, the time your daddy got knocked out, you know, for talking reckless. You know what I mean? Or how is the...
can't take that shit back.
Right, 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 right. I mean, that's going to be crazy, right?
So you better be mindful of the things you do for your seeds that to be viewing the shit later on, years down the road. You know you ain't going to look at things the same, right. So you got to be mindful when you choose to take the check for different situations.
Right, right.
Are you still going to feel the same way about this at 50 years old as a grandparent?
Right, right. And real quick, let me shout out Delore, man. Delore's checking in. Smoke yours.
Smoke yours.
Definitely.
Matter of
Guns
fact,
was in here just smoking a minute ago, man. So big ups to y'all and all the love that you show. Definitely, man. Appreciate you checking it out. So we're talking about briefly about Hammer, and we definitely agree that he doesn't really get the respect on his name that he really deserves, being a pioneer in the whole nine. You know, Hammer did definitely expand, you know, the West Coast music scene, what he was able to do. So let's segue. Let's talk about Easy. So do you still think, when you look at the West Coast, and for a long time, Easy was the West Coast. In today's day and age, do you think that Easy is still looked at as the West Coast? Or as in all things, has that transitioned? Has it been transitioned? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, King OG?
I think as far as the history books, he's going to be the foundation of gangster rap, no matter how which way you put it. Whether you was a fan or not, he still got his place, and you can't change that.
Capone, what do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, shit, he's the main reason behind, you know what I mean?
The inspiration that whole for genre, the cats, you know, that what I mean? Inspired us came everything. From cats like him.
He was the visionary, bro.
Yeah.
Right. He saw it before anybody else.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that at some point in time, Easy's place upon the icons when it comes to the West Coast will diminish just because he wasn't the amount of material he was unable to put out? Similar to like a Big, you got to be honest, just be a Big and a Pun sometimes, especially now in this day and age with so many other rappers you can put into that conversation now, they're starting to lose that traction. Don't get me wrong, there's the diehard hip hop heads who say Big and is, you know, the greatest to ever do it. But now as more music comes available, as guys, you know, longevity continues to grow, you know, do you feel that affects someone standing in hip hop when these artists that's passed?
Yeah, it kind of does, but at the same time, it's more that it's aged now. It already was gaining the 10-year peak when like we were still like young, you know what I mean? Young,
right?
Young. So now you got to think about it. It's a whole new generation that they don't know nothing about that shit. Like, only way they gonna know something about that is somebody in their household or they know put them up on it. Like, check this out. This is some shit we used to be on. Like, other than that, or run across it through somebody else or just hearing it being around, they not gonna really study that shit like that. Unless somebody come and, you know, put them up on game like that.
What do you think about that, Sam?
No, I think with the movie, that's going to, you know, help with the legacy. Because, I mean, a lot of kids are not hip to N.W.A.
So straight out of Compton, right?
But, yeah, the Straight Out of Compton movie, I think, will remind cats. And, I mean, that's probably been played in the majority
keeps
of houses.
Keeps the legacy alive.
So.
And his sons do a lot of touring. And are paying homage to them when they're out there touring.
Exactly.
They're doing their own music. You know, Yella's still out there touring internationally. Easy is, you know, still a very huge star. I just wanted to ask that question because as we go into many years, as hip-hop is now, you know, been put into the mix or has been around, you know, these things, it changes. Just like ranks, you know, just like, you know, you look at NBA ball players, and depending on the time frame, people talking about Bill Russell was the illest ever. But now things change. You know, now LeBron is giving cats a run for their money, regardless of what you're going to say, you know. But there's other people out there, you know, who knows what's going to happen to, you know, LeBron. There could be somebody else right behind him that's about to make that same run. Maybe Ben Simmons plays as long and puts up as many, you know, points or whatnot. So legacy is something that's always, you know.
Discussed.
It's always discussed. So, let's stay in Compton for this. Let's talk about best diss record from a Compton artist. And real quick, let me shout out Molly G. Let me shout out Mark. I see you. And also Town Business. He said he's about to pull up. So come through.
Right.
And those listening not on Instagram right now, when you hear this on playback, we're on live on King OG's page. That's King OG 577. So add him on IG. And but so let's talk about that. Who wants to start off the best diss record from a Compton artist? There's a lot of them. You know, you got the Easy Joints, you got Game, who's went on in on various people. You got Quick. I'm trying to think what other Compton diss records are we forgetting about.
I think Dollars and Cents.
You going Dollars and Cents? You going Dre Day?
No. I'm saying I was bringing up references, but nah, I agree. Dollars and Cents.
I think Dollars and Cents would go at the top for me.
I think it's probably one of the hardest lines ever.
Dre Day is up there too, but Dollars and Cents just stick out to me. He went hard at that time.
I don't know.
Not too many cats have got that disrespectful for that generation. You know what I mean? The No Vaseline was a little further back, so that was something on that kind of caliber at our time. You know what I mean?
And what you think, son?
Yeah, no, I agree. You know what I mean? Dollars and Cents, that shit was personal. And one of the hardest bars in fucking hip hop history.
The
coldest shit ever.
Left out the G because the G ain't.
It's all psych. You know what I mean?
Quick is definitely underrated when it comes to a lyricist. He's underrated when it comes to being an MC overall. You know, I think that's. He's still somebody I really want one last super solid. In-depth, lyrical, musical, you know, Quick is a fucking genius.
He is, brilliant. But you know what the problem is? He lacking that one that everybody just acclaimed classic.
Tonight is not a classic record?
No, I'm talking about not just on the West Coast, I mean nationally, where everybody, where it wants
to. You don't think Tonight is a nationally known record?
Now, after the years of it being played,
right? But again, the music,
the other generations go other places down south and ask certain kids who DJ Quick is. They're gonna be like,
right? But I bet you they might have heard Tonight on something. I'm sure it's on. Isn't it on video games and shit? Wasn't on one of San Andreas joints?
They would hear him on like the Fixer shit and like more current
with that.
That shit. Well, then Tonight. You gotta think about it. Tonight was like fucking early 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 91.
You know, I feel you. It's been a while. Like if Pooh was here, Pooh would probably say it's been a while since DJ Quick has had a real dope record. And we, as Quick fans, we expect a lot of him every time out. You know what I mean? Because we just respect his ability.
You know how artists, that certified artists like him, they got that album that they can stand on that you can't debate. Like,
right.
When you speak of Dre, nigga, The Chronic. Like,
yeah.
When you speak of Snoop, Doggy Style. When you speak of Nas, Illmatic, even though I like It Was Written Better. You know what I mean? Everybody got that album, Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt. Right. Like,
so you don't think there's like a Quick album that
personally
everybody has?
For me, for us being niggas coming that grew up around it, but nationally, they don't have a record that they can just say, like, without a doubt, this is the one. Like, this is a classic.
Yeah.
I think that's what keeps him from getting the status that he deserves. It's just shit like that. Mm.
What do you think about that, Son? Because you a Quick fan, right?
We all are.
Let's not pretend.
If you look at Quick, a lot
that's
of touring,
the thing
a lot of
missing.
Touring that he does is on the West Coast and you know mid
down
like
south,
down south,
Colorado,
Midwest, but he
Seattle,
doesn't go all
Texas.
The way east.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Man, I just find that hard to believe that people outside of the West Coast and in the regions that he tours, like you said, don't think or don't know of a whole Quick like album like they would know some of their favorite rappers.
They know the albums, but I mean like a certified
certified
album or a certified classic. Like, nigga, nobody's debating this in the Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, nowhere. Where like, nigga, this is a.
So you don't even think like an album like Rhythmalism that had a lot of crossover tracks on that? You don't think that?
He ain't got one of them albums like that. Like a a dog food. Like, you know what I mean? He don't have one of those. He got good music spread out between where certain things was classic and certain things were hit and miss.
Right.
Because he's another experimentation guy.
He is. He's always ahead of the
curve. You know what I mean? He's an experimentation. So genius. I got to give him credit on, like, he always been trying shit before people even wanted to, like, try out and do venture and do different shit.
I got you. Molly's saying true. Molly agrees. I think are you agreeing, Molly, with us when you say he doesn't have that one renowned record, or do you think he has one? And I'll read the answer from Instagram. But yeah, maybe I'm blinded by Quick being one of my favorite West Coast,
nigga.
West Coast artists to really look at that.
You know what I mean? So but, you got to look at it from a national standpoint. You know
if
what I mean?
You are listening and you're outside of, let's say, California, Texas, Colorado, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, those are the normal New Mexico. Those are the normal West Coast. You know, did I say Colorado? I said Colorado, right?
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, so those areas are normally, you know, the West Coast move. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, if you live outside of that, and you are not a super hip hop head, but you're an average hip hop head.
You got fans in St. Louis.
Hit us. Yeah.
Like I said, Midwest. He out Midwest.
Yeah, but I mean, like, abroad. You know what I mean? Not just.
I mean, he's got fans overseas. You know what I mean? But I see what you're saying as far as there's probably people in Louisiana who's not fucking with him. There's probably people
ask niggas in PA. Uh-huh. What about a Quick album? True.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, not taking nothing away from him. Nigga, we love Quick, but. It just, it's not resonating the same way with them.
It didn't happen like that for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me bounce that back then. Let me go back to the Quick situation. Or not even Quick. I'm being biased. But best album from a Compton artist. I know that's a lot to digest.
The Chronic, nigga.
You think the Chronic?
Easy, bro. Easy. Yeah, easy.
There's no other album.
Safe and Sound is my favorite, but the Chronic was just.
No, there's no
that's
debate.
That's a staple, bro.
It's over.
It's over.
Down to the skits, nigga.
And so let's have this then debate at a higher level. Is Chronic the greatest hip hop album of all time? I mean, if you look at the impact of the game.
God damn, I never heard crickets on the show like this.
usually y'all are quick. But you have to think about that.
Bro, that's a big statement, man. That is a big statement. Like, yeah, that's
but
a
you
got to
think about that. Do the you one? Think? So let's talk about it this way. Are we out of bounds for even mentioning that?
No,
right? It's what?
It's at up least there. It got to be.
Top five easy?
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, top five. So top five
easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit, it can what go albums in the top five you, greatest albums created, period, in all music.
What albums would you throw up in the top five, just off the top of your head?
Hip-hop. You know, you got to throw Illmatic in that shit.
Illmatic, all right. That's, to me, is a consensus. I say Illmatic.
You got to throw Soul Food, Goody Mob in that motherfucker.
Man, that's a great album, but we're talking about ever.
Name something else that had an impact like that and coming out the South with that kind of content.
So would you put Alien Atlanteans ahead of Soul Food?
Nope. I always say I like the Goody Mob a little bit better. A little bit better than the Outkast album.
I'm trying to think what else is
once
up
I
there.
Got older, I kind of listened to the music over again. I could understand more, you know, because they was dropping some deep shit within that street shit. So, so you know, they nigga, they was really saying something on that album.
All right. So let me ask you this. Is 36 Chambers in that conversation? And if
you can't
it is,
squeeze five. You can't squeeze five.
Well, I'm just for the sake. It's
too many. All right. We can keep going.
Yeah. No, I know, but sake of argument. Are you going with the Wu's first album or are you going with the Soul Food joint? If you had to pick one.
To me, nigga, the Wu first album is classic, but that's not even the one that I really, really held. Nigga,
that wasn't
like,
your
that's
favorite.
That's my one.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that's not the one for me.
Just comparing the two.
Wu or what?
Wu or the Soul.
Enter the Wu-Tang Clan versus what?
The Soul Food record by the Goody Mob. Goody Mob's first joint.
Ow.
Molly's saying 36.
Yeah.
Oh.
I gotta agree
with 36. With I like the Soul Food album, but.
Yeah, you know what? Because, I think that what's the name touched a bigger platform. The Wu-Tang and then that production. that production was so left at that time, it was just like something you never heard before.
Yeah, that's right. That's real talk.
Soul Food is just one of them ones that I just like, nigga, I could just vibe out to that shit like it's brand new right now to this day. So that's just one of them ones, them albums like, nigga, I always want to have a Soul Food CD.
Right, right. So that's definitely a dope record. But yeah, I think you have to go with Chronic maybe being up there. I know there's probably some other records that right off top we're not really thinking about right now.
Albums, that's big. That's thing. Yeah.
Well, you said your Illmatic was up there. You said the Chronic was up there.
Well, Illmatic's up there by default.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You think that's just something. Now, that's another conversation. So then how do we, you know, talk about albums like, you know, Straight Outta Compton or, you know, what was it, Eric B for President? You know, what do we, when we start talking about Midnight Marauders, like, you're right. There's so many records. It's almost impossible to do.
It's too much of a, it's too much.
Real, man. It all depends, forget shit.
You know yeah, and mean? It all depends on what type of music that you was vibing to at that time, too, because it was so different. You could, at the same time, you had niggas like fucking Gangstar and Soulja Slim coming out on the same days. And yeah, that's like are, night and day. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was all about what was your lingo at that time. You know right, what I mean? Right. Like what you was really vibing off of, because it was diverse, but it was all good.
Yeah.
It was all good at that time. It was different, but it was good from all angles. You can, even the gangsters were spitting, the party niggas was doing their thing. It was quality.
Yeah, there was quality. So let's talk about that, because I was interacting in this post the other day in the sidebar. Shout out to the sidebar on Facebook or whatnot. But I was interacting in a post with where a young head, don't know his age, but you know we're using labels, I guess, made a statement that old heads act as if there was never any whack old head music.
That's not true.
I replied, "That's not true. There was whack old head music. It wasn't just as whack as some of y'all whack music." And I meant, they referenced Little Flip. They referenced
Little Flip had hits if you go down.
Exactly. Quality of music was much better. Yeah. I think it was Little Flip. They referenced Chingy. And they referenced
Chingy
somebody
had
else.
Hits.
Right. And so multiple that's what I was hits. Saying. Those were hits.
Everybody
even though they were
killing
trash.
Bow had hits. Bow Wow. Niggas is killing Bow Wow. But go back and look at that nigga's track record.
Right.
Nigga, he outdid a lot of motherfuckers that you love dear to your heart. Nigga, where now Bow Wow on paper?
Yeah.
No comparison. Right. Nigga.
So let me ask you this then. So do you think the quote-unquote, like, we won't say whack. We'll say commercial records that were from, you know, our time frame. Do you think those commercial records are better than, let's say, the Little Xan records and, let's say, you know, the Bad Babies and the things of that nature?
Yeah, because their commercial shit is viral shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That shit just catch. The shit that was commercial back in our day, labels and shit were really working on that shit.
To have a hit.
That's what I'm saying.
You had riders, you had producers, you had a certified hit. Now these niggas just, they come up with something that just sound catchy and put it on.
Just go viral.
It's like premium music. You know what I mean?
Right.
They putting out their first creations, and sometimes it got a little catch to it, a good beat, a little catchphrase, or, you know, the way they look, something about it, and then it go, and they take it to their head as talent. People fucking with me because I'm the shit, not because they fucking with me because of this reason right here. You know,
so
what
it's
I mean?
Like they're almost kind of getting lucky.
It's a misconception.
They're throwing up so much music and whatever they let the consumer grab onto and run with, that ends up being the one. Where let's say like a Womb There It Is or whatever from our generation. To me, I never liked that song even when it was out, but that was a big hit, and it stayed around. You know, family functions
but
and
at
stuff
the same
like
time,
that.
Nigga, we all hated that record, but nigga, let that shit come on. We had the motherfucking function and all the girls start dancing. All that nigga shit.
Whoop,
on some ass, nigga. This is gonna stop it. Cut it out.
But so what I'm saying in a very long winded way is in 10 years, Gucci Gang comes on at the function. Is cats getting with it the same way, or do you think that's something they're gonna outgrow?
See, what they don't understand is substance. Like, the talent level is lower. That's what people are mad about.
Gucci might not even
It's so, like, ABC, 1, 2, 3 shit. Niggas is rapping, like, worse than the Cold Crush shit. Nigga, to the hip, the hop, the hip. Niggas is rapping like that right now. That shit was trash. But like right now, niggas is right rapping in them same cadences like nigga on just on 808s.
Right, right.
It's like fucking preschool shit to like niggas is like, what are we doing? Going back into time, nigga? Yeah. Like that's why they hate like most of the new shit is because it's like there's no talent level to the all they hear is the 808s blasting and niggas repeating the same shit over and over.
Drowning their vocals.
So they don't hear what other people that give them a chance hear. Like, I'll listen and see what's the catchiness. Let me see if I can, why is this shit popping even though it's stupid as fuck? Let me see what's so catchy about it.
Right, 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 right.
But the older people, they like, this shit is, this retarded shit the fuck out of here. This shit is basic. It's like fucking like retarded shit. Like,
right.
Like Scarface said, they rap like they got stabbed in their tongue.
Face said he's retiring from rocking the mics.
They can't hold their tongue in their mouth. They so high.
So Scarface recently announced that he's retiring. So does that mean we don't get the much anticipated Scarface? Not to go back to DJ Quick. DJ Quick album we're hearing about with live instruments and stuff like that.
He being slick, man.
You think that's what he's doing?
Scarface is retired, but Brad Jordan is still doing music.
So it's one of those. I can come back and I can maybe sing.
Scarface and do some real music shit.
And I can do it as who I really am.
You go by Brad Jordan now. Yeah. It's a whole different thing. He playing his guitar.
Right.
It's a whole different vibe. So he like. Let me like Snoop, how he got his different characters and different things that we talking about. Like, nigga, he trying to let that go to rest and then, you know, do his new thing.
Right, right. So. Hey, and big ups to Scarface for also working with the kids in the community, teaching them music business. He's actually teaching some classes. I think he's gonna do some shit like at Harvard or something like that. Shit. So he's making that next move, and that's what's dope. And
just giving back
off the strength of Face and Quick. In a live band, I'm downloading that.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big ups.
I can't say nothing sideways about that.
Yeah, nah, that should be one hell of a project.
Hell yeah.
So any of y'all pumped for this Kanye shit that's coming out? He up in the mountains with, you know, Drake and, you know, Sasquatch and, you know, everybody else who's everybody, Rick Rubin.
That's for everybody else. I don't fuck with that guy.
Yeah. No chance?
Nah, he too weirdo for me.
That ain't my lane. I let the people love him, and that's it.
So you think with a large core of hip hop, you think he's burned his bridge, or you think he's gonna put out a hot record, and then everybody's gonna flock back and be like, "Oh, Yeezus is you know we was always fucking with you," even though it appears that you know he's kind of on timeout hip hop wise.
That nigga is fucking banana nut bread. Fucking that nigga is gonzo. That nigga's gone, man. That nigga is out of his mind.
But they say that the people with the crazy brains or whatnot are the people who make the best. So do you think he's going to be able to make some creative music? Supposedly Jay is supposed to be on his way up that way.
I heard them saying that Kanye's back to the sampling Kanye again and like he's back to the old Kanye. I hope so. Because this shit he been making lately, that shit wasn't even hip-hop to me. That shit been garbage. He ruined Schoolboy Q single with that bullshit.
Was that part or whatever?
Yeah, that nigga said okay like 9 times in a row, nigga. On a real recording, nigga, on a single. Like, come on, my nigga. You wasn't doing that when you first came out. Right. You got too comfortable.
So what do you expect from a new Kanye record? Do you expect Kanye to come at cats? You know, does he have a fire in his belly? He'll come out and try to do the best, you know, college dropout Kanye? Or do you think he's going to come out and just be whatever is currently going on in his head right now? You know what I mean? And they said he had Drake was up there with a team of writers. And, you know, like I said, Jay's on his way up there. And Rick Rubin and, you know, all kinds of other cats.
Sahai
John
over there.
Legend. Oh, you know, Sahai's in the back penning, writing. Yeah, fire. You know what I mean? So, I mean, what do you think? You think it's going to be one of these, you know, artistic statement Kanye joints, or do you think it's going to be, I'm going to hit y'all with whatever I've been going through these past couple of years?
I hope so. Because I've been disappointed with Kanye. He ain't lived up to his true talents from when he first came out. What he showed me he can do in the early stages of his career, like the first 2 albums, I was digging that. Once he got that Kardashian pussy and Jay... took him from being little homie to being a, like an equal.
Yeah.
Then his mom passing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's his mom.
Bruh, that nigga is not the same person. And I can't even fault him for that. I don't know what the fuck I would do. Right? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He just, the whole sound of the shit changed. He used to be so soulful. Now that shit is, it's electronic weirdo bullshit.
Went to Europe.
That Yeezus shit was fucking trash. Mm. That got to be one of the worst hip hop albums ever. And niggas call that nigga a genius. Like, Kanye's a genius. Like, nigga, when? When did I miss this shit?
Do you think, like, his latest work has been him truly wanting to be authentic? Or do you think it's him trying to get himself in another lane?
I think that his, like, his following and his ego is so big that it's kind of psyching itself out. He don't know what the fuck to do next. And now he just like, fuck it. Let me go back to what I used to do. That's why they saying he's trying to go back to the old Kanye.
Because I think that's why he kind of fell off, is just being egotistical and I'm Kanye. I can do this shit and go way the fuck out of left field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think.
He used to actually back it up. I don't think,
I don't think life has humbled him that much for him to go run back to the old Kanye.
I think he's still gonna reach and do some other bullshit.
Madlib said he got his beat CD from him. Madlib said Kanye got a beat CD from him.
Oh, so it's possible he might.
Madlib.
He got Madlib production. He might go back.
All right. Well, that's, I mean,
I didn't know that.
I seen it
raises the level. Yeah. So maybe he's using a few tracks. Be interested to see what he does.
He got it in him. It's just he ain't been doing it lately.
Right, right. Like, and he has the right team, but, you know, hopefully he comes back and he can drop another classic that only add to his catalog. But I think he needs to be a little more consistent musically before I think he can get back. I think he was talking about one of the greatest ever. Yeah.
I think he was challenged more back then. The people around him were so sharp and so seasoned that he had to get in line. He didn't have time to be cocky.
Do you think once he thought he eclipsed Jay, he then said, fuck it, I can do whatever I want
to do? Once he looked at his idols like himself as an equal to them, shit, you think that don't fuck with you?
Right.
Hell yeah. And then his mom on top of that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. The life of Pablo, you know, no pun intended.
I never even listened to that shit. Like, I don't even give this shit a spin no more. I'm so turned off by
it. I gave it a few listens to tracks on it, and I just wasn't really, you know, really not feeling it. You know, but I've never really been that over of a Kanye fan. Once I learned, you know, Quince was writing stuff, and, you know, Rhyme Fest, Sci High. So, you know, that always turned me off to him. He has some. Production is dope as fuck. He's got dope ass features. He can, you know, whoever's writing the shit, it's dope. So, you know, shout out to him. He's definitely somebody the culture needs.
I hope Kanye can get it together back to the Kanye that I used to like when he first came out, because I don't get the same vibe from him no more. So I don't even check for the music. It's not that I don't like him. It's just the shit he's been doing consistently so long.
Yeah. Just no longer appeals
to
you.
That ain't appealing to me. So I don't even check for his shit no more.
Right, right.
And that's fucked up. And I used to actually be a fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he drops his new record, it's definitely going to have some buzz.
Oh, you know support. What? I found out, too, doing research. But Kanye, fucking Evidence produced Here's to the Rock.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
In the Evidence interview, he said that. I'm like, wow. So that's how that relationship came.
Yeah. That's dope as fuck.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Dropping hip-hop gems. King OG. So really quickly, let me put Puff the Magazine, OTH, the magazine.
Where
right now.
He ain't in the chat.
Nah, it's probably late on the East Coast, but let me put the mag real quick. OTH the mag. Right now, you got Kid and Oceanside, California's very own City Boy Ghost. Speak to the Boys in there. Daylight is in there. OG Rome is in there. So there's a lot of folks in there. You can go ahead and download that by going to overtimehustling.com. That's overtimehustling without the G.com. Free magazine to go ahead and download. You can also check out my reviews in there. Did some reviews this time for Benny the Butcher, Scheme, Plies, and I know I'm missing someone else. But go ahead, check that out. And also listen to the mixtapes, man. Out right now is in New York to Cali 4. Got San Capone, got a single on there, right? What's on that?
Give Me That. Featuring the Cloth.
Big shout out to Riggs and Mav Montana. So go ahead and download that. And coming soon, Kush Clouds and Punchlines. It is a marijuana theme mixtape. So not no pill popping, not no lean drinking. If you still make marijuana themed music, send that music to overtimehustlin at gmail.
Dope shit.
Yeah, King OG himself is going to be hosting that. Hosting? So why don't you tell us a little bit about that real quick, man? Tell us about that project.
Basically, I'm just going to go back to the drawing board. I wasn't going to do it. I ain't going to be selfish on y'all. I'm going to make new music for the project and probably leak a couple of singles off the Volume 2.
Yeah, because you got Volume 2 coming soon, right?
Yeah, yeah, so.
Right.
Kind of roll it out with the Kush Clouds and Punchline. So
yeah, that's what's up.
I'm going to go back around the board and reach out to all my people that I know all that make that smoke vibe music. You know what I mean? And try to get some juice from them and help put this thing together and make it solid, man. You
know? Right. That's dope. And I know you're going to come with some heat, especially all new heat. That's real dope. Mm-hmm. Simon, you going to participate in the project?
Definitely, yeah. I'm back. I'm reunited.
You're reunited. Yeah, I feel so good. Hey, back, you should do that. Reunited. Yeah. You should flip a little reunited track. Yeah. Talk about your comeback. But that's gonna be dope, man. That's we're hoping to get all. We're hoping to get all producer okayed music, you know, so we can actually put it on Spotify. So no shaky business. Own your music, or at least have some sort of agreement with the producer, so we can throw that up on Spotify. On the Honest Conversation About Hip Hop page. But so what else, fellas? What else y'all want to get into? What you feeling right now?
Who else dropped? Ain't no new music out right now?
Man, we talked about the Cardi last episode. What else is out there, man? Drake dropped a record. I haven't really had a chance to hear it. I'm not really checking for Drake's music, but I guess no diss. Like, I got to say that just to let people know I'm not checking, so it's not like I'm just Drake. I just, that doesn't normally come up. But I suppose he has a Lauryn Hill sample on the track, so I'll be interested to hear that.
Sample.
Yeah. Well, that's the vibe right now. Everybody's kind of doing that. Yeah,
I think it's from X Factor, I think.
Is it? Oh, he flipped up the X Factor joint? Like, okay.
Care for me, care for me. All
right. So he's like, is it Soft Drake or?
Come on,
you fuck up the X Factor, nigga.
Yeah. That's a hip-hop sin right
old
there.
Old heads coming for you, females and males.
Well, I haven't seen any backlash, so maybe he did it justice. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Drake is good at flipping shit, though. You know what I mean? Like revamping old shit and making it to something like kind of fit right now. I give him that credit. I don't be fucking with it, but it's like, it's the type of music that set the mood, like for like the scene parties and shit like that. Like,
right.
Niggas ain't there to listen to their personal fucking playlist, so like...
Yeah.
You know, you can't come over and be DJ everywhere you go. Like, shit, you want shit that's going to set the mood and make shit be live. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is.
And Drake's had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
Regardless how you look at it, he's been around for a very long time, and he continues to evolve with however the music changes.
Fuck with the first mixtape.
His team is amazing at allowing him to be able to do that.
I still think that's the best he ever done to me. Musically,
that first mixtape is a lot of people say that's later, the best tape.
Yeah. That's the best shit he ever put out. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit with him and Lloyd on there, like the early shit.
Yeah,
and he was really.
You didn't like the Thank Me Later album?
That's when the ego started to take play.
Oh, okay. So you liked him to previous?
Ego is a hell of a monster when it comes to the entertainment business, man. Cats be humble as shit in the beginning. Just humble to be in the building, and then next thing you know, couple records, a couple million, couple pussies later, right. Nigga, they be like,
"Well, he was able." so if you say he has an ego issue, he's been able to avoid that. Where like cats, let's say 50 was that ultimately was 50's downfall.
That nigga started off on what, his second album with that shit. First name ever, last name greatest.
No, I agree with you. He's a cocky bastard, but what I'm saying is. That hasn't gotten in the way. I mean, he's navigated his beast.
It's just on record. Well. On record. Yeah. That's just the MC thing right there. Yeah, I feel you. It don't translate into, like, out in the public and shit, like, interacting with motherfuckers. Right. Like, he ain't walking around acting like, nigga, I'm the greatest rapper ever.
Right.
He bowed down to M on stage and a lot of different niggas. Bringing out Zero in Houston.
Yeah, yeah. He pays homage. He's one of them dudes. He's not afraid to pay homage to wherever he's at.
He spoke on. He got influence from Clips and
Yeah.
Fonte and Little Brother and all that shit. So
to the point maybe he steals more than what he gives. Shit. I mean, that's just keeping it real. He's definitely someone who's able to assimilate to a wave or a culture very quickly. Yeah, yes.
Snatching the wave off the dresser.
Yeah, his team is that gifted at putting something together for
him. He definitely sampled the past and gave them portions of shit that they never
really
heard.
Well, he's speaking Jamaican
heard.
And shit, and you know, I mean.
Well, you know, in Canada, they deep out there. So that's heavy industry. You can't get around that shit.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing that shit in the beginning, you know what I mean?
Shit, that's what I tell you. A couple pussies later, how you speaking and talking different, nigga?
Molly saying
make
Trey
dig
D
hard like Rottweiler.
Molly saying Trey D got an album out and Black Milk got one out.
Black,
Fever's fire.
All
right,
Trey D got you know that's everybody waiting on that. Was it Volume 2? General's List 2. That's one of Molly's favorite albums, the first one right there. So I know he
Trey D to me is one of my favorite West Coast rappers. I love the East Siders. His persona and how he spits and everything like that. It's like the definition of the West Coast.
You know who he reminds me of?
He gonna knock you out while he's spitting.
You know who like they remind me of, like the same person but from two different places? Like Bun B and Trey D.
Bun smoother with it. Trey D's more in your face.
Consistency where you never hear a whack verse and they always on point on every fucking record, no matter what it's about.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard a whack Trey D verse.
It looked like Trey D could just hop in the booth for a quick 5 minutes to come out and be like, I'm done. And it'd be fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he ain't playing.
Yeah.
Also, E-40 Be Legit. They just dropped the new one. Supposed to be pretty funky. I haven't had a chance to hear that yet.
I haven't heard nothing yet.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's dope. Shout out to a Turf Knock, big E-40 fan. He was having a conversation earlier.
The GOAT, nigga.
Yeah. Is he the West Coast GOAT?
GOAT, nigga, if you stop playing.
No, so let's have that conversation.
Michael Jordan are recording on the West Coast.
E-40 is the West Coast GOAT. So let's talk about maybe who people would perceive is the West Coast GOAT.
Snoop.
So you got Snoop over, you got 40 over Snoop.
Yeah, I got 40 over everybody.
40 over Cube.
I got 40 over everybody.
40 over Pac.
Everybody.
Really? Okay, and so explain that.
I got 40 over them, man.
So why would you put 40 over Pac?
He's more consistent.
Pac's dead, but I got you.
Come on, he got more albums than Pac had when they was alive from, nigga, if they stopped where Pac died. From on back, 40 still got more material.
Okay.
So that's out the window. He just out-rapped niggas. He out-styled niggas. He went through every generation without getting stale. His fucking kids is in the game and relevant. He's independent, moved from not from just rapping to business, being
wine,
a businessman. So
burgers,
And he did it without being, nigga, like somebody's little bitch.
Right.
On the label somewhere.
He was his own man.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Shit.
Okay. King OG has spoken. Sock
catalog. And then catalog. Name a nigga in the West Coast that can go album for album with the nigga.
I can't name anybody in the industry that can go album for him. So I'm not. I'm moderating this situation here. So
he said I'm moderating.
You can debate that E-40 may have more classics than Jay-Z.
Okay, we'll get to that. But San Capone, what do you think? Is E-40 the GOAT on the West Coast?
I mean, as far as work ethic and product,
I'm saying everything. If someone asks you, who's the greatest West Coast rapper? What are you saying?
The greatest. I mean, it probably had to be 40. You know, I mean. Pac didn't have a good run or a long run, you know what I mean? If you talk about greatest achievements, Pac have better records, you know what I mean?
So let me just play devil's advocate. Let me stop there. So whose impact do you think is better? Pac or bigger on the West Coast? Pac or E-40?
Come on, bro.
Pac, okay.
Pac, come on.
So then we look at album sales. Who sold more albums? Pac or E-40?
Pac. With the collection of all the albums.
So 40 has a better catalog, right? He has an extensive catalog. Who has the better music? Let's talk about that, because I think that might be the tiebreaker. Because if you say Pac has better music, Pac was, you know, or had a bigger impact, and Pac had bigger sales. The only thing you can give to E-40 is longevity. Then is Pac really the GOAT? I'm just asking.
No, because at the end of the day, bar for bar, nigga, 40, Pac wasn't fucking with 40. Pac wasn't fucking with 40 right. bar for bar.
So he's either. A better, he's a better,
he's a better, better rhyming.
He's a better rhymer. Yeah. He's a better rapper. But musically, whose music do you think is better? Not just a better rapper. Because look, again,
whose
we're talking
music
about
music. You think was better?
So this is what we're talking about.
Impact it depends wise, on which. Like, you can't. I say 40 because all niggas gonna get mad at me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. All Pac music didn't move me like that. It was certain eras of Pac that really touched me like that. Certain ones I was right. like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
But then certain ones was like, ooh, like this shit hit close to home. Down there make a nigga want to cry type shit. Like, so I didn't dick ride his whole career like every other nigga from the West Coast. You all, every song, every album, every nigga West. Man, shut the fuck up, nigga. You sound stupid. Nigga, I didn't like all that shit.
Right.
I handpicked, like, I like certain songs all the way until, the album with Shed So Many Tears on it.
Uh-huh.
Was it Me Against the World?
Me Against the World.
That's when he started changing. Mm-hmm. Like, I started feeling it more on Me Against the World because the production, when he was rapping over the hip hoppity shit, I didn't like that pop.
Yeah, over the like, kind of like break like beat, boom bap shit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But when he rapped over like Oakland sound and shit, you know.
That's kind of when he got with Johnny J,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, but
I mean, rest in peace.
With E-40, you know what I mean, being a great, what album you think is his best
name
album?
Name a Dry Spell.
No, fuck a Dry Spell. Tell me what his best album is.
Me personally?
Just tell me what his best album is.
I like,
in your opinion.
I like Charlie Hustle, nigga. That shit is
okay. That's so Charlie shit. Hustle, he, I mean, I know you're not an E-40 historian, but what's the most famous, or big, or
my
not most famous,
in
a
major
or
way
the too. Biggest known, the biggest known E-40 album that you know that he had most success.
Charlie
on.
Hustle's my favorite, but In a Major Way is a motherfucker too.
Okay.
Well, wasn't Holla Game real big?
Yep. With Jodeci and all them.
Holla Game was real
Players
big.
Ball and all that shit.
His double disc was real big. I forgot what was that.
I'm not talking about real big. We talking about what is his best album.
I would say people would probably, well, but so are you saying you're talking personally or you what the masses think?
Well, I mean, you both answer both questions.
Personally, I like his double disc.
Okay. Now the masses.
The masses, I think, are going to go with, in my opinion, going to go in, going to
well,
go with
double disc.
Holla, they're going to go with Hall of Fame.
Holla Game,
yeah.
Yeah.
The masses, that's in my opinion.
They may
know.
Even go more current. They may go with the album.
Well, tell me when to go on that.
The Lil Jon albums, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they might go with some of that shit.
Right. Nah, I think, to me personally, and that's why it's kind of, we can't give E-40 that crown, is because to me it was In a Major Way. And In a Major Way, it featured Pac. You know what I mean? So
he's
with that,
one
but,
song.
No, listen. But it featured Pac. And if you're the GOAT, your greatest album shouldn't have been from 95. If you're the GOAT, you should challenge yourself to have better albums. Like
no.
he'll put a 3-disc album, but I can't tell you a single off of the 3-discs he dropped. You know what I mean?
No, but the thing about it is, that's your opinion. That's
no,
the best
okay,
album.
That's what I'm saying. I'm voicing my opinion.
No, the mass is gonna tell you. They ain't even judging that those old albums we talking about, like Charlie Hustle. Maybe
they may
like,
not be.
They ain't
you know
even
judge.
They judging like fucking.
I'm just
nigga,
saying in a major way.
Tell me when
it's
going up. Type
right,
shit,
right,
nigga.
Right.
The shit with T-Pain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they judging from like the Lil Jon E-40 era all the way until now. They not even thinking about that old shit. Like what we talking about on number wise? Those albums gonna be the ones that sold more than the old albums.
Yeah, I don't know. I think In a Major Way is probably winning that race.
Yeah, I mean, I think that. Well, let me not. I think
Pac's
I know the masses.
No, not a better rapper.
Tupac,
he's not a better MC. No,
Tupac is the West Coast GOAT to the masses, and in some situations, he's the GOAT to a lot of folks in the industry that are the fans who watch the industry. Personally, I do think E-40 is definitely the West Coast GOAT because he's still out here doing it. He stays relevant. He makes music that. Supported in the West Coast. He's the one delivering West Coast music.
Pac is another one with the beats, my nigga.
Pac had bad beats. Bad
he
ear.
Had bad beats for years.
Well,
nigga.
Just the pit in the beginning.
Yeah, he had bad he beats Johnny for J. years, nigga. It was a lot of bad J. beats.
There was some. There was a couple whack ones on. It was some bad All shit. Eyes on Me too, though.
Yeah, it was some shit.
Like what?
It was some weak shit, man.
The
like one of my not favorite beats on that album is What's Your Phone Number? I hated that. Dun, 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 dun.
It, I just didn't like the way it was put together. I think it could have been put together a little smoother.
That was that was the Prince shit, so that was always.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that.
And that's crazy they got that sample cleared. Yeah. Nobody. Do you think they just replayed
it? Is it Prince or Morris Day?
No, that's
if you
Prince.
Really for me,
that's Prince.
So, what else? But there was another beat on there that was garbage. I would always turn that shit off. Oh, man. Was it Niggas Can't See Me? No, that was a George Clinton track.
You know what I fucking hated?
What?
A song that I never liked from Pac? That fucking Life Goes On shit. That little nigga, that shit was trash.
You know what I'm saying? You know people got that song tatted on there, my nigga. You know that, right?
Nigga, shit.
How many of us fell victim to the street?
And that shit, I don't know the beat. That shit just never hit home with me.
No, there's some songs
like
that.
Yeah, there's some songs like, nigga, I always skip. I love that album. That's a classic. Nigga, but I always skip that shit.
He said Life Goes
Like
On.
T.I.'s West Side or TQ's West Side Till I Die. Mm-hmm. I cannot fuck with that. It sounds like a talent show beat. You know, I can't
Come
fuck
on,
with that.
Come on, Freddie, play the keys.
Yeah, you know. That's crazy. What else
nigga,
you want to talk about?
Niggas gonna kill me for that one, but I don't give a fuck. That shit was
Zan you, bro. You're gonna be out. They're gonna run up on you at the Waterman.
Nigga, you don't love Pac? Hey, but the thing about it is to be able to speak on a nigga like that, you gotta be an in-depth fan of the motherfucker
of course.
That dissect their shit. That's and again, what niggas talking about. I was going in on Nipsey. No, motherfucker, I've been a Nipsey fan before.
Right.
You bandwagon niggas was... I'm just critical because I know what he can deliver.
And
already.
What you're delivering is without bias. It is your truth on how you feel about the music. And that's the fucked up thing about hip hop is too many sensitive people are in the business of hip hop or in the culture of hip hop and cannot take criticism. Real producers, people who are trying to get better at their craft, whether you're doing podcasting, whether you're promoting online, you need constructive criticism to grow, to learn, to get taught how to do something that you didn't know, you know, to get shown the light. If you continue to have that attitude where you block people out who are trying to help you and take everything personally, you know, trust me, it's not going to get you far. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? 20-something years ago, I was that dude. And unfortunately, you know, it stunted opportunities for me. And I'll keep that 100. But so you got to have thick skin to be in the industry. No, you don't. You just have to be able to absorb what somebody is saying about you and process that. You know, first, a lot of people hear negative shit or what they perceive to be negative, and they always want to address that with hate.
You know what, though? You know, the thing about it is everybody, criticism and opinion is not a shot. Somebody telling you how they honestly feel is not a shot.
Right.
Yeah, but they take it as one.
Yeah, but that's it. This, you know what? It's this new shit, man. It's this new age.
You know what I mean? They take everything as disrespect. Right. Like you're trying to down me or take something away from me. Sometimes you just be like, nah, I'm not really feeling that shit.
It's that hit 'em up mentality. Not to go back on Pac, but everybody has that hit 'em up mentality where you said something about me, now I'm gonna come back and say something about you without even wanting to address it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just becomes, you know, it just becomes, oh, you took a shot and now they shooting back without even really having that conversation.
Personal,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel you.
So what else, fellas? What else you wanna address? I know y'all got this video shoot for Lowrider coming up. Why don't we talk about that real quick, Sam?
You come here with the details, man.
Yeah, we're going to be Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be out there at Elysian Park in Los Angeles shooting the Lowrider video, the much-anticipated Park Boys debut album, man. We were going to shoot the video, lead single, Lowrider, myself, King OG, Youngin.
Yeah,
we're going to be out there doing what it do. Hitting switches in the Lowrider.
Yeah, man.
You said Elysian Park. Who's shooting the video?
We got Mads the Hated. He's going to be on the direction of the video.
Big shout out to him.
Yeah, definitely.
You going to invite folks out? Like, you
yeah, know, man, everybody, well, set, everybody welcome. Down? Everybody welcome, man. We about peace and love. Invite, Cinco de Mayo, man. We're going to celebrate independence.
Devotions.
And independent on this music, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Devotions Car Club.
Devotions, man. They've been rocking
if
with
y'all
us.
Cadillac Mondo.
Yeah, Cadillac Mondo. Oscar, if you happen to catch this, everybody, you definitely can definitely come out. And big shout out to everybody, man. Come through, man. Let's function. Let's have a good time. Simon Gunna, you know, dropping their Park Voice project. A lot of good music coming on that. I've been able to witness that. So it's gonna be a good thing, man. You know, good to see some movement
to kill
making.
Us, man. You want hot, fresh off the plane, the video shoots and shit from videos.
Yeah, because y'all going to
work,
New York,
man.
So let's
yeah, we got
to
work.
Let's talk about that. What's the dates on this OTH little takeover? You know, going over in 21st? New York. 21st of what?
To the
April 21st until May 3rd.
April 21st to May 3rd. You're gonna be in the New York State. And y'all gonna be hooking up with some folks. What's the game plan when y'all out there?
Shit. You know, we're gonna be running all over every borough.
Anybody want to shout out?
Shit. You know, niggas loaded. not at the moment. Like, you know, we gonna definitely link up with the other half of the Park Boys Entertainment.
Okay.
Over there, the East Coast side of the team. You know what all I right, mean? You got Chino and Serp out there doing big things. You know, Young Serp, he's an up and coming artist out of the New York State area. He's right now working with who is that? The plug talk nigga. Rich the Kid.
He's Rich the Kid. Okay.
Rich the Kid. So,
hey,
you know,
that's major. Big ups to them, man.
You know, they got music together.
Mr. OTH, Lester Skinner shared I think it was a video or something from the kid or whatnot. Yeah. He's like on some
it's a trap rock star.
Trap rock star vibe. Yeah. Definitely not my lane, but big ups to him. Oh, so you're gonna be out there with Les and so you guys are gonna be hitting a lot of
we got a radio.
You got some radio appearances radio and shit like that. So it's going to be dope. So it's not too late to, you know, make something happen. So if you're listening and you happen to be in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah, we were trying to work.
Or somewhere close. They're trying to work. And again, you can contact.
You know no Hollywood shit, man. Real recognize real. We'll pull up wherever it's at. The gutter, in the burbs. Like, we ain't
it's all
biased
love,
nobody,
all
man. We trying to work and, you know, create content and great relationships, nigga, and make it happen out here, man.
Right, and again, you can send an email with interest to overtimehustling@gmail.com. Again, Overtime Hustling without the G. So what else y'all want to get into, fellas?
What y'all think about this pregnant Cardi performing, dropping the album and shit? What the fuck is up with that?
Well, I mean, we kind of touched on the last episode, but, you know, she'll be, I think... She Atlantic is the team behind her. They know how to push her.
Can she push through this shit and still maintain?
Well, she's baby in June. My biggest thing is this. How does she come back after this? She's mine.
When does she come back?
Well, I think she'll come back pretty soon. She's going to come back to make sure that she's touring. She's still doing Coachella. Mm. She's on tour still with Bruno Mars. She's still doing that. She so.
Hey, Coachella's supposed to be off the chain this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of acts there. So she's still going to perform. My question is, how does she rebound after she has the baby musically? This music's already said and done.
Ah, man.
Does she change? Does she come back and still talk about sucking dick?
She's Latin. She going to pop that baby out, nigga, 2 weeks, nigga, be back on stage. Stop playing.
Shout out to
come on, my Latinas. You know how Latin women are, man. Shit.
No, but what I'm saying,
I don't think. A trainer, and nigga, they going to be on it. This is Atlantic. You know how much money they got?
I understand that. So I'm not talking about, when it's time for her to make music again, is it going to be different?
Nah.
I doubt it.
No way.
Maybe a couple of songs.
So you think she's still going to be on some ratchet stuff?
She's going to make something about her baby and about her family or whatever. Nah. Something dedicated. Something.
I don't think so.
She's going to make some kind of song like that because the female's going to want to hear that shit regardless. It ain't for us anyways.
But it's ratchet time. You know what I mean?
So here's the thing. Do you think that now she because
maybe for the holiday, you know, Cardi comes home for Christmas or some shit.
She was the ratchet icon, so to speak. But, you know, I know it's a very bad, you know, analogy. But do you think now she becomes the baby mama.
Lauren, she becomes Lauren Hill.
Do you think she becomes the baby mama?
It's a lot of chicks in the industry that was like, you know, out there like kind of like risque type shit, and they still had their babies and did their thing, and like it didn't affect them. Look at Beyonce, nigga, shit. Yeah. She used to be more out there, you know, more sexual with her type shit before she had her kids and shit, nigga. They got her the right team to get her straight, all that type of shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. And look at her now. That shit didn't affect her career. It's all about the people around them. If they, you know, if they can coach her to get her body back right and keep her on the right track, nigga, the music gonna be there. Like, all right, we got new producers.
Yeah, well, of course. She got other motherfuckers writing it. You know what I mean? So, shit, as long as she don't, send her to the unemployment line, she all right.
As long as their strategy game is on point.
Yeah, they got that, man. They're not going.
Yeah, they got too much money riding on her.
She might write a Just the Two of Us track off the next album. It might be one of them motherfuckers, but you know, that's about as far as it's gonna go.
But that's the type of shit that'll blow the fuck up.
That's all right.
Nigga, you know, Cardi showing her soft
side. But the album, she's not going to go that full direction.
Her husband and their new shit. That'll be some dumb shit that the females actually fuck with. Like, oh, she's so tough. She's finally showing her other side. Like, that's how it go. That's the entertainment industry.
But you think she gonna be Mama Brady on that?
You can't tell me that ain't going to be. Didn't they fuck with Nicki when she tried to do her little singing rants and all that shit? They respected when she tried to switch it up from just shaking ass on every record, nigga.
I think she's going to be able to transcend. I mean, I think she's going to make a stronger connection with the young girls who have kids. You
think
know?
So?
I think like so. I'm not saying she's going to
like
make
some teen mom.
No,
type
I don't think she's going to make some inspirational
she's
music.
She's not going to switch that.
But what I'm saying is that's who now is going to be able to identify with her. Are those females who want to be Cardi?
She got the ratchets on lock right now.
Why? But a lot of those ratchets have kids, right? And now that's something more endearing to them. We're the same. You have a child now. I have a child now. You with a dude who's out there creeping. My dude is out there creeping. Only difference is one nigga's famous.
She's not going that whole direction. Yeah,
no, that's not going to be the whole direction. But it's going to be a record about that.
So do you think that? So do you think this is basically the height of where she can go? She's not going to be able to go anywhere else. You think it's all fall off from here?
No, she'll be all right.
How many records?
She gonna be back to blood and this shit as soon as she get her body back right, nigga.
So how many records?
That's Cardi,
do you
give
her?
Nigga. They
what
not,
from here? I
from
mean,
here on out. So
did
she
won?
How many more do you think Cardi gets before she's out of here?
She can that's be around rough, as long as she can keep it hot. Yeah. The thing about
she
it
can
is,
go different lanes because
so do you think she makes?
In
do you think she's five albums deep?
Oof. I don't know about five.
She's going to have to improve individually as a songwriter.
She's going to have to improve as an artist, period. If she don't show growth in her next albums, then that's going to determine how long she stay.
Do you think she gets three like Nicki?
I think she can.
I think she can. Yeah, I think she can.
Yeah.
It all depends on how fast she elevate in her.
Yeah,
in her
she,
like,
she came up quick, too, out of nowhere. And she's got people engaged in her. You know what I mean? And not just... Not just musically, but just...
It depends on how comfortable she get on the mic making music. If she fall into her pocket to where, like, you can hear the growth in her music and hear where she's, like, you know, she's, like, in the pocket where this shit is, like secondhand, where it's not, like, I can't hear where she's reading off her phone or some shit or reading something where it sounds, like, polished, where the quality of the music stays up, then she'll be all right. But if she don't show some kind of growth, people gonna shit on her like that.
I don't
they gonna be like, it's just amateur shit. Like, you never elevated past.
Well, she got writers, so I mean, as long as she, you know what I mean.
So, yeah, it looks like she got.
No, but I'm just saying, but they have to deliver, though. If they don't deliver, then that don't mean shit.
Right. They have to continue to keep her relevant. I think the baby, I think, is definitely gonna change things for her. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if she drops 3 to 4 records.
Yeah,
if Atlantic can keep her hype going and stuff like that.
With Quavo or whatever.
Quavo.
Quavo. Quavo. Shit.
Man, it sounded like he was Dominican. Quavo. So
he
Quavo right
Dominican.
Here. Yeah, that's funny, man.
No, but you know, nigga, she can do it, but she guys got to show some growth, man.
Yeah, for first record, it's admirable record to put out. It's a lot better than what I thought it was going to be. So much love to her, you know what I mean? No hate on that. So that'll be interesting. You know, And my man Mark, is photographer extraordinaire. Big shouts out to you, man, over at Rebel 8. He's saying that no one's going to care because she's not a real rapper. So we'll see.
She got her team. You know what I mean?
Right. As long as they can continue to generate.
A real rapper doesn't matter.
As long as she got Stephen King and the homeboys in the studio and shit.
What people fail to realize and say shit like that, the masses don't give a fuck who's a real rapper and who's not. Right. All they care about is that shit fucking hot or not.
What he also is saying is that, you know, no, you're not going to get any growth. You know, it's just going to be the same thing. Which I agree. Like, that's what she's got to do.
Her same ratchet fans going to grow with her. What do you mean?
Well, but she's going to have to change the subject matter. She doesn't change the
subject
matter.
Yeah, but she's going to have to cater to them and keep them with them, with her to keep on going.
As
but
they grow, she's going to have to grow.
She's
going to
have to keep the people that's rocking with her now satisfied in order to make it.
Yeah, no.
Because that's her talent level ain't up there like that anyway. So it's not like she dropping bars, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're not listening to Cardi to hear no fire-ass bars. Like, rewind that shit. So it's not like you expecting...
That is why I
It's not like you expecting her to bar no shit up anyway. Yeah. You know what you expect in listening to a Cardi record, so...
Yeah.
It's not like you looking for this high quality in the lyrics, you know what I mean?
Right.
If the beat is right, the hook is catchy, and she can ride the beat well enough to not be off, you know what I mean? I think that should have worked.
Right. No,
because it's not much to it.
Yeah.
You can put that together easy with people that's real seasoned in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. That's easy to do. Yeah.
What's going on with this Black Thought Ninth Wonder, man? I ain't heard nothing yet. Like, I know they announced they were doing it, but I would expect by now, right before summertime comes, you at least hear something. Do you think? I wonder if it's still going on, or you think it's like some super soldier type stuff,
secretive with that shit.
Yeah, I'm expecting big things from this, man.
Expect a big single.
Think so? You think big single hip hop wise, or you think it's gonna be some musical type shit?
Big single, period.
Period.
Period on just. What you expect from Ninth and a vet like Black Thought. You going to hear that shit. They're going to come with a stupid-ass, neck-breaking-ass single to set the tone with a video to match.
Do you think he does it all solo, or do you think he has features?
Not Thought features.
It's
going to be a majority of him, but I know he gonna fuck with like vets that fuck with Ninth, like Buck, you know, Duck Down niggas.
Yeah.
You know, Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. I definitely want to hear Rhapsody. You know what I mean? I would definitely want to hear Rhapsody. You know, I want to hear Fontaine.
Fontaine and Black Dot Little Record. Brother you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, no, I just want to hear Fontaine and Black Dot Record, man.
That would be dope.
I would love to hear El Zai on that motherfucker with Black Dot with Ninth producing it. Ugh.
What about a Jay and Black Dot Record?
Ugh. Black Thought and make Jay come up off that motherfucking golden pedestal.
Hey, he's, you know, low key.
Jay
he's
is that caliber,
one.
But he just chose not to do that type of rap. You
he's
know
my,
I mean?
I mean, Black Thought's my number one MC. Yeah. That's just me.
I can't debate that. Yeah. That's a good number one.
Yeah,
for real.
Solid.
But I'm looking forward to that. What else are we looking forward to in 2018, just off the rip?
Nas.
I heard the new joint, or not as a newer joint, but I heard the joint with him in Future, and it was cool. I was just like,
that's a Future joint.
Yeah, it's some DJ joint.
DJ Esco. Future.
Yeah,
Nas.
I just don't want Nas to take those little missteps where he's messing with these little bums that bring tracks now. Just keep it 100. You know what I mean?
You got to think about it. These cats grew up on Nas too, so they wanna work with somebody
but
you can't take that.
Do you
away
think
from
Nas
him.
Can't tell Future? We need to do a different track, or you can't tell DJ Esco. Like, do you think this was put together as far as like Esco thought? Let's put Nas and Future on the track.
It sounds like a Nas record. The beat, I don't know about the hook, but the beat sounds like something that Nas would fuck with.
Right,
like he's in his rhythm. It sounds kind of out of pocket for Future.
Yeah.
But Future does sample records and different shit. He don't just do 808 shit, too. So
that's
what a lot of people don't know, because they hear them singles and they like, fuck all that shit. I'm not giving him a chance on none of the other shit. So they don't know that Future fucking got Mike Will produce shit like hip-hop shit. You know what I mean? Like,
Do you think that Nas has bars for Nicki? On the next tape?
Nah, man.
That would be corny as fuck. At his age now, that would be corny.
Like, even if it was a dope-ass song about... I'm off the top of the dome.
No, I mean
I have no
diss,
details.
On some diss shit.
Not so diss, but what if he storytelling Nas? He told the story of him hooking up with a young chick who had gassed him up, did this and that, and then he, you know, unravels their story. Not saying he talks bad about always her, put his but he doesn't.
He's real open, so you never know. He may tell the whole story and put it into a song where it's marketable and it's real.
Well, let's not say just marketable. Let's say he makes a really good song without disrespecting her, but tells their relationship from his situation.
Look at the last album.
No, I'm saying that. But do you think now, because last album we wasn't sure who that was. We know this is Nicki Minaj. So do we feel that?
No, the last album was the one where he had Khalees fucking wedding dress on the cover.
Right. But that was publicly on both sides. That was something we were kind of waiting to hear.
But he kind of went into detail on the album on a couple of tracks.
Right. No, I feel you. But like, we kind of knew that. You know, we knew there was a lot of strife there. Mm-hmm. This Nicki shit has been quiet. So what I'm saying is, if Nas does it in a way where it's a dope song without putting dirt, so to speak, on her name, do you think that's some, you know, think that's some punk shit? Or
I don't think he'll make a full song. But I know Nas, the type of nigga, like, he'll reference it and say, like, some shit. Me and Nicki, whoopty whoop, shit didn't work out. Whoop, and like, she cool.
He mentioned it.
Yeah. He's that type of nigga that'll do it in a lyrical way.
So she won't get a whole song, but she'll definitely get a mention.
Yeah, he'll definitely do that. Nas is that type of nigga.
Yeah. Mark's asking, did we get a chance to listen to Trouble and Mike Will? I have not.
Well, I want to listen to that. I heard a single with Drake, video, and that shit was cool.
It was.
Okay. I fuck with Trouble. He a real cat in the streets out there with duct tape and shit in Atlanta.
In Atlanta,
Alley Boys Click.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, nah, link me with that. Let's definitely listen to that. So, anything else we kind of checking for?
Nobody else really dropped nothing right now.
So, I know Jeezy got an album coming out. Is Gucci dropping something?
I think Gucci got this damn goddamn Glacier Boy shit.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, you're right. I heard about that. Yeah,
with all this little new roster and all the young, you know. I don't know if y'all know about Lil Guap, nigga.
Lil Guap?
Yeah, Lil Gucci, Lil Wap, nigga.
Who's that? Like, is that his kid or is that just somebody from his
just
crew?
A youngster.
The youngster. Yeah, man. Lil Wap. You ain't never heard of Lil Wap?
Man, you know what? Ever since you played me that shit where he said he was high like giraffe pussy, I was like, I'm good. He got Bart Simpson chains on and shit like that. I'm good. I recognize that Gucci is, you know, fathered many of these cats out there in the trap.
He's a hustler, man.
Yeah. Born on 10/17. He got the ice cream cone on his face. Dark skin with the dress. He kind of remind you of Gucci.
I like the kid that you were listening to earlier from his camp.
No, that's a Jet Life. So.
No, but what you listened to before that, said
Scooter.
Scooter. Yeah,
young Scooter. Yeah. Scooter, you talked that street shit on a good beat. So like,
Scooter was doing it. Much love to him. And the Jet Life shit was hard. I miss that. That's some shit I got to go back and download because they was on some
team, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Currency.
They ain't as big as they are for no reason, bro.
Right. And that's cool that they appear to be independent out there grinding, getting their own paper, man. It's good to hear good music without any of the bullshit attached to it.
Like I said, man, the mainstream, the popular artists is where it's lacking.
Yeah.
The cats that's out there doing their thing and just existing in their own shell and not trying to chase the industry standard. Them cats is winning. Right. They dropping great music and niggas is overlooking it, talking about Little Zane when it's 15, 20 different groups on the internet dropping jewels now.
You can eat without, you know, having to compromise yourself. Just make good music and push your music as hard as you make it. Possibly. And that's always a drop off. A lot of cats put a lot of energy in making music, but then never go ahead and push it. Once it's done, it's like, oh, it's fulfilled. It's done. I'm done. But it's not. There's a whole nother piece to it. Shout out, man, to DJ Kurt, man. He's checking in.
What's up, DJ Kurt? Kurt in the building.
Big ups to you and the family and the baby and all the animals. Kurt got, like, dogs, frogs, hogs. Kurt got it. Shout out to him, man. His Instagram.
Got more animals than me, huh?
Yeah. He definitely got you guns. Yeah. Big shout out to him. Cuzzo checking in. What's up, Cuzzo?
I am Cuzzo.
Yeah, checking in. You know it. Chronicles Podcast. Make sure you check him out. Dope show. But man, we just sitting here having random conversation. As always, this is an honest conversation about hip hop. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Google. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on SoundClick. But also, you can find us on Lisbon.
SoundClick.
Or SoundCloud.
Wow, he took it back.
Yeah. That's for real, though. That's what we were looking for, beats on SoundClick. You know what I mean?
The most tedious thing in the motherfucking
horrible,
world.
Horrible, man. And then just hoping someone else didn't find it before you, which somebody did, you know. I'd always go look for the lowest download numbers and just try to find something that, you know. Because that was whack. Back in those days, you throw some shit up on MySpace. And remember, we had a couple tracks that other niggas had done. You know, we thought that was our shit. We did it first type of shit, or they did it after.
I've had tracks that motherfuckers rock and that put in time, recorded this shit. I've had other cats play shit that rocking the same fucking beat like me.
it's a dirty game out there, man.
I heard cats way in Houston with one of y'all beats, nigga, like that.
Are you serious?
I'm way in Houston, nigga. Yeah. Like, I turn around like, what the fuck?
Well, I remember you hit us up when we listened to it. It was the Coming Home With Me beat. Yeah, and there's some Houston cats on that. There's about two of those shits, man. So it was whatever. Crazy. That was back in the days, man. But a lot of dope producers out there now. Molly G's one of them. He's checking in and checking us out right now. Molly. But again, you can find us on a lot of different platforms. Lisbon is where we'd like you to go, though, to download, you know, all the content that we do put out. We do have some stuff on Lisbon that is not available anywhere else. So always go ahead and check us out there. So, fellas, what else? What else you want to holler about here? Crickets up in here?
Jimmy yeah. Crickets. I think it's an intoxication takeover. But we good though, man. We've been turning up all weekend.
Definitely, man. It's been one of those. It's been a long weekend, man. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to going back to work tomorrow. I'm never really doing, but I'm like, man, I need to go back to work. It's been a long weekend, bro. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Time to knock out these projects, man. That's all I'm focused on right now.
A lot of new music coming out. A lot of moves that are being made. You know. Is
hustling, put out music. That's all I care about, nigga. Dollar bill and putting out this music and this content with the podcast and you
grinding,
know,
working,
pushing, working. Yeah, you know, all avenues, active. Man. I'm just trying to stay busy. That's all.
You got to. You definitely got to, man.
Grinders on and we run it forward.
That's what it's about, man. Staying active, putting out music and you know, creating dope content and putting it out there. At the end of the day, that's what we got to do. Before we wrap up, why don't y'all give your Instagram info and all that good stuff?
Sign Capone, SimKapone. Sign Capone at Instagram. You can check Sign Capone at Facebook. The real Sign at Twitter. And that's it, man.
And remember, Baby Mama's Holler at My Boy.
Yeah, you know? It check the singles out at Lisbon.
Slide in his BM.
We got two singles.
Right, you got give you me got that flow and give me that flow. Out there.
Yeah, so we got some music out for you. So, check out the links.
Let's talk about that though, because so you guys got different projects coming out. You got a solo. You have a solo, and then you have the Park Boy records, right? So it's like a triangle, you know, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So with you, Syme, talk to me about what we can expect from this unnamed album that's coming out. We've already heard the flow. We've already heard "Get Me That." Where else are you gonna try to go?
Shout out to Box on the Beat.
Yeah, big ups to Box on the Beat.
We going
Dead Broke Records.
Ah man, I got two projects, man, and it's directed for the summertime, man. We gonna get shit active. We gonna get shit moving. It's good energy music. Myself, we got the Park Boys project. Gonna bring something totally out of left field and something that I'm not accustomed to. And you know, the first single gonna be Low Rider, so. Getting that ready. That's going to be the first single we drop. And then I've got a second project that I'm working with Box on the Beat. The project Untitled. But like I said, definitely good energy. It's going to be a different look from Syme Capone. Just to show you my diversity and, you know, switching lanes. So tampering with different styles, different sounds, different different little genres.
Okay. Who you got anybody lined up feature-wise or production-wise? I mean, I know you work at an underground level, but just some cats to kind of shout out or that you're looking forward to working with?
Oh, no. Like I said, we got Box on the Beat. I got my boy E-Skills. He's shout over out to there me, feeding E-Skills. Me. he's actually one of the, he's a producer of the Flow. Yeah. So
that's another project. Flow, we ain't even gonna talk about that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, the E Skills project. Yeah. Him and I are gonna do a little compilation record over his beats and put it together. So I'm gonna be getting my little host on and looking for some dope MCs out there. So if you're listening, you know, hit me up. You know, on the Instagram. You know, or on our page here.
You know what I just thought about?
What's up?
Nigga, E Skills and YG is like the total opposite, Blood and Crip.
Yin and Yang, huh? Yeah. What about you, King OG? I mean, I know you got the OTH mixtape, you know, Chris Clouds and Punchlines you're working on. Chris Clouds and
Punchlines right. coming, you know, hosting that thing, you know. Dropping some new shit on there and actually creating some brand new content for it. I ain't gonna be lazy. Give the people some real shit, some real effort. And instead of niggas just slapping together a bunch of already had type shit, niggas is putting out playlists more than real projects. You know what I mean? They just dig into their catalog and slap this here, slap this here. Right. So I'm trying to treat everything hands on from now on. You know
so
what
you
I mean?
you trying to you know create a sound.
Well, really, I'm trying to, like, deeper than the sound, I'm just trying to create, like, like an algorithm to the way that I create and make everything pop at the same time.
Okay.
So it's something that's...
Like, almost like a moment type of thing.
So it's sort of like a secondhand thing. Yeah. Instead of, so I was not looked at it like working. Like, this is some shit that's just like...
You're just organically creating it and putting it out there.
Yeah, so that way it's nothing's forced. You know what
I mean?
And
that's a dope process. That process does take longer than just focusing and saying, I'm going to put out an album, making music over a period of time, and then selecting the best from that period of time. A lot of people do that. It's hard to do because a lot of times you got the people who just want to get music out as soon as they do seven songs, all seven are uploaded, you know, especially nowadays. That's how it really goes down. But to, you know, make 13, 14 songs and really feel, I'm feeling this one, I'm feeling this one, and moving forward, you know, or just creating a whole bunch of songs and then coming back and saying, fuck, let me put out an album. I put 30 songs. I did 30 songs. And then, you know, just picking your favorite 12, but you really weren't trying to do that. You were just creating.
Sometimes that's cool. You can come up with a hot project like that. But to me, from the outside looking in for so many years on hip hop, it's like the things that's the albums, like the point of me picking Good Kid, Mad City over Documentary on the last episode was that it's the whole vibe of the whole album, how it was put together. So overall bodies of work get recognized and last longer in this music industry period than something that was just hot 17 songs on a CD with some cool artwork.
Right.
You know, something that you put more time into as a whole is going to last a lot longer when, you know.
It's real assembly of line type music now, and that's unfortunate.
It'll be respected later on more than it is right now at the moment. You know what I mean? Like, people that come back and listen to this music when we were dead and gone, they going to appreciate the ones that put actual time and effort into intricate little small fine detail rather than just put
the real artist rather than the mass producer, the artistry is gonna get recognized in the long run.
That's
100 on there, man. Hey Byron, big ups to you, man, for coming through earlier with Taiwan and lacing this, man. We had a dope episode that these fans unfortunately didn't get to see, but you will get to see it. Taiwan dropped some major jewels on there, so shout out to Taiwan, man, and everybody over at On My Mama I'm On. Right,
that's what
On My Mama I'm On. RJ and them, shit, who else is from there? It's 400. There's a lot of people who are associated with that, so big ups to them. But yo, I think that's it, right? We gonna
pretty
wrap
pretty much.
All right, well, once again, man, I just want to thank everybody who checked us out on live. You know, Cuzzo, Mark, Molly was on there, Kurt, you know, big ups to you, Byron. We're gonna have some episodes up. These cats are gonna be taking a break and bouncing to NY, so we're gonna get in some episodes before they do, so we can have some content while they're out there doing their thing and keep holding y'all down. But as always, thank you for spending some time with us, letting us do what we do. You can catch us, like I said, everywhere: Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, not Click, and on Lisbon, Spotify. We all over. So good luck, and again, thank you for listening or watching live. It's another episode of An Honest Conversation about Hip Hop. Peace.
Overtime hustling.
All we do is roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up. I'm in my zone, so keep them bitch niggas away from me. Wanna smoke a blunt long as she look like A. Marie. I smoke so much, my fucking blood type is THC. Showing love for my niggas out there, HUB. You can catch me down south, Memphis, Tennessee. Fucking with them trill niggas out there, BAC. Pull me up, double up on my styrofoam. On my mama vision, twisted like a xylophone. All I need is a Mary and a microphone. I'm the truth of you, a blood clot, mighty gone. And they should know, got shit on lock like slavery. OG bottles don't can't blaze with me. Top shelf don't pass no hastening. 420, that's every damn day for me.
All we do is roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up. And we about to pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up till we tell up. All we do is roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up.
We roll up. All we do is roll up, cookie, OG, you know me, cigarillo, or the bone, IV, pulling up a one, a two, a three, a four, and a one, or two, or three, let's go, goddamn it, to the two. Yeah, we make hits after hits, bumping on beats like this from Jay Gunner, or me, SBI, I'm a G, I've been doing this shit, way back, you see, I'm BAC fit, the rent coming from heaven sent, goddamn it, ain't nobody stopping this shit, I done hooked up with HUB, you know it's me and Jay Gunner, we run this shit, you see,
all we do is roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up. All we do is roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up, roll up. Then we about to pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, till we tell what.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.